Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Happy Friday. Thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, did I hear in that open Joe Biden saying that he's going to Boston to raise money to campaign for Raphael Warnock? Is that what we just heard, Linda? Or was he referring to Elizabeth Warren with the only similarity being that they both have last names that begin with a W? Is that what I just heard?
I believe that is what you heard. Your ears do not lie.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to Georgia today to help Senator Warren. Not to Georgia. I'm going to help Senator Warren because I'm doing a major fundraiser up in Boston.
Thanks, Mr.
Today for our next and continued Senate candidate, Senator.
Senate candidate, Senator. it's so embarrassing. Every time this guy opens his mouth, it's embarrassing. I have one word for Georgia at this point: turnout. That's it. That's what it now all comes down to. We know that the Democratic Party in the state of Georgia has a turnout machine for Democrats, second to none. We know that the early voting has been pretty high, especially for a runoff race. I would assume that that means that heading into Election Day on Tuesday, that Raphael Warnock will probably have a lead. If you don't want the Democrats having a 51-49 lead in the Senate, which means if it's 50-50, Republicans have the same number of seats on committees, et cetera, it is a big deal. It will impact the entire country. And if you're happy with Joe Biden in Georgia, then have at it. Go vote for Raphael Warnock. If you're happy, you know, with the guy that pals around with the Reverend Jeremiah Wright and praises him, and Fidel Castro and praises him, and Louis Farrakhan and praises him. You know, we've gone over his track record. This guy is, you know, calls police thugs and gangsters and compares them to them. This is a guy that takes on every radical position imaginable. If you're okay with all of that, then vote for Raphael Warnock. But you're going to end up with the senator that you deserve, period. Now, really, this is, you know, it's a very, very simple thing you can focus on here. Raphael Warnock will raise your taxes. He's approved the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents, that more than doubles the number of agents in this country. He's all for men playing in women's sports. You know, he's, you know, here's a guy that is, you know, the head of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, and yet no restrictions at all whatsoever on abortion. This is a guy that wants to end the legislative filibuster and pack the courts. This is a guy that wants no bail laws. This is a guy that says America must repent for its whiteness. This is a guy that says you cannot serve God in the military. If you want that radical back in the U.S. Senate, all of you in Georgia, you have at it, because that's what you're going to get. Now, or you can go with Herschel Walker, and that would be the 50th tying vote. And I still believe in my heart that Joe Manchin is going to reconsider, if Herschel Walker wins, abandoning the Democratic Party after they just screwed him over so royally with this Inflation Reduction Act. But that's not going to be possible at all if Herschel doesn't win. You know, you talk about flooding the zone. Georgia, flood the zone. There's only one way you can prevent it. A lot of you in Georgia are listening to me all over that state right now. We cover the state of Georgia pretty well on radio. If you want to help your country, get out and vote. That's all I have to say. And we'll find out next Tuesday what happens. Now, if I had to guess, you got to play this like you're down. You got to assume that the Democrats, you know, banked their reliable Democratic votes and voted early. So that means, I think early voting stops today or yesterday, whenever it was. And you can find out at your local voting precinct. And Tuesday will be election day. You got to turn out in massive numbers and assume that your vote is going to tip the balance. By all accounts, nobody can give me a consistent answer. I get people all over the map. Well, our analysis of early voting says this, and our analysis of early voting says that. You know what? Everybody's guessing. I'm not going to guess. I'm going to assume that Herschel needs your vote now. And if you haven't voted, take the time and vote. It makes a huge difference. And I warned everybody before the last election, there was a lot of exuberance out there. Herschel can win this race if all of you Republicans in Georgia, all of the people that voted for Brian Kemp for governor, if all of you get out, if all the people that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 and 2016 even, if that number of people showed up in Georgia for Herschel, Herschel will win that race. But I can't force you to vote. I can only strongly advise you what the consequences will be if you don't vote, and the benefits if you do vote. So the only word that matters at this point is turnout, and every Georgian that's a conservative or a Republican needs to flood the zone, get your ass out to your voting precinct, and vote. That's all I can say. You think that's clear, Linda? Do I need to be? Is there any ambiguity in that? I don't think
so. Not at all. And even Barbara Dooley came out in support of Herschel. A widow Vince only Dooley. A week.
Vince Dooley was Herschel's coach at Georgia when he was playing football for the Bulldogs. Did a great commercial for him. And I think that, and he recently passed away. He passed away after he cut the ad for Herschel. And his wife, and his wife Barbara, had put this ad out about Georgia flood the zone. Listen.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and any football fan will know what flooding the zone means. The Democrats have assaulted Herschel Walker's character for a long time, and they are flooding the voting bins with their votes. It's time for us to get busy and flood the zone. If Vince were here, he would say, get out of the house or vote now early, but vote. We have got to flood the zone and win the war for Herschel Walker and for our country.
It'll make a big difference. So I'm looking at the race, and I'm looking where it is, and I can't tell you how it's going to turn out. Anybody that tells you they can, they don't know what they're talking about. I know that Herschel's been outspent like 3-1. We do need an examination of where all of this money has come from in this election season. I mean, because every candidate in any tight race had literally like $100 million easily, you know, thrown into their race. I told you the story earlier in the week about the Daily Mail had broken the story about 7,000 plus pedophiles in California, convicted pedophiles, being released without serving a full year in jail. How do you screw that up so bad? And then we got in touch with Gavin Newsom's office for comment, and he said, well, most people don't understand the role of the governor. Let us explain it to you. It usually is the DA and the prosecutors. I'm like, you're the governor. If this is happening in your state, lead the effort to keep convicted pedophiles in prison where they belong. Their recidivism rate is through the roof. Now, Linda, you sent me this thing today. There's no way that this can be true, this story you sent me, about how somewhere in Florida that there's an area minority youth network where they play a game called, a male body part match. We are on radio. I got to be careful. There might be kids in the car. Anyway, it features illustrations of various male private parts, and they encourage it for teens as young as 13 to match them. There's no way that story is true. You're making this up, right? This was a joke.
The sad part is not only is it true, but then they tried to deny it, and they were taking down all the posts where they were inviting the 13-year-olds to be a part of this game. And they said, oh, this was never intended for children. You know, that's not what we do. And it's like, but your post directly invites 13-year-old kids. Like, you are doing that.
All right. We are losing our country. I mean, really, really quickly. There was another story on Fox where an executive director of Planned Parenthood's sex education arm claiming that that children are born sexual, while simultaneously advocating for comprehensive sex education from kindergarten through 12th grade and, quote, porn literacy for certain ages. Anyway, this guy's advocated for sexual education at U.S. congressional briefings. He's the executive director of Planned Parenthood's Center for Sex Education in New Jersey, and they provide training materials nationally, and they host the largest conference for sex educators in the U.S. How about I don't want some liberal sex educator indoctrinating my kids into their views on human sexuality. Now, maybe some of you parents, you're uptight. You can't talk to your kids about sex. All right. I understand that. I can't recall a conversation with my parents about it ever. But if you want to have the curriculum sent to you, I'm willing to open up the schools after school. They'll give you the curriculum. You can opt in. And if you're uncomfortable talking about these topics, or you want to have your kids learn about gender identity, if you want your kids to learn about CRT, how about we do it in after school hours on school premises and parents opt into these programs? I doubt many parents are going to opt in, but we do have these people, these creatures on earth. They're called mommies and daddies, and they have values also. And we ought not send our kids to school and have their values contradicted by these leftists that think that they know better how to raise your kids. It's unbelievable, the arrogance of these people. I don't really give a rip how you raise your kids. You raise them with the values you find near and dear to your heart. I'm going to raise my kids with the values that I believe in, and I'm going to try my best. Oh, Bette Midler's in the news. Did you see that? She actually said this. Now, these climate alarmist cult members are really out of their freaking mind. Anyways, she lost her cool, apparently, earlier this week on Twitter. And she was challenged. Somebody challenged her commitment to environmental activism. Now, remember, a lot of these rich Hollywood people, they have no problem lecturing us about our SUVs and telling us to walk and ride bicycles and get rid of our caravans, et cetera, et cetera. But they often fly around in private jets. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio is a perfect case in point. He celebrated New Year's Eve twice one year, once in Australia and then flew all the way to Vegas for another celebration, of course, in a private jet. I don't care that he has a private jet, but don't tell me you're an environmental activist, just like John Kerry and everybody else. They're such phonies. Anyway, so she lashed out at this commentator. I don't know why she was responding on Twitter. If you knew what I have done to mitigate the criminal environmental craziness in this country, you would kiss my ass, she said, before listing her forms of activism, including she's a recycler. She does composting. She drives a hybrid car and electric vehicles. And she's added, and I bathe once a month, F you. What do you mean? How is that environmentally friendly that you bathe once a month? I can only imagine. They're worried about methane gas from cows. They're not worried about whatever smell or stench she may be sending into the environment if she only takes a bath once a month. Anyway, we can't confirm whether or not she really only bathes once a month, but it is true she has been a longtime supporter of parks and the restoration project. I don't care if she's an environmental activist.
I'm going to take a shower every day. And the days that I'm not rushed with work and I have to take the quick shower, I'm going to take a long, hot shower and stay in there as long as possible. And I like the water to come out as hard as possible. There you go. More information than anybody on this listening to this show would ever want to know.
All right. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So many people are just kind of understating the importance of this. But, for example, members of the Freedom Caucus now, along with several other conservatives, are threatening to hold up all future funding. And this is where we're going to see if the Republicans have a backbone. Unless Joe Biden takes concrete steps to secure the border. Now, the Republicans sent a letter to Biden today outlining the 4 related border demands amid a looming government shutdown set to take place as early as December the 16th when current government funding runs out. Anyway, the letter heavily focused on the fentanyl epidemic and human trafficking, of course, and opioids. I can add that to the list. Ahead of this fight about whether to pass a CR, continuing resolution, to extend current funding into the next year or to pass a new omnibus bill, which Democrats are angling to do before the lame duck session concludes. Quote, we cannot and will not support any appropriations package for fiscal year 2023 unless you immediately take action to strengthen, restore the integrity of our southern border and protect the American people, especially our children, from deadly fentanyl. And the Republicans' demand includes resume construction of the border wall, rescind executive orders that undid the Trump policies, including the Remain in Mexico policy, visit the border and meet with law enforcement personnel within Customs and Border Protection and ICE. And in addition, they want several other members of the caucus, as well as some not in the caucus, the Republican study group, have signed on to the pledge. My question is will they have the votes? My guess is Democrats go the reconciliation route again in the Senate, but you don't know. Georgia, you can help out a lot if you get up and get out and vote in mass numbers and Georgia flood the zone and vote for Herschel, but that's up to you. I can't predict here today, this Friday, what's going to be the result on Tuesday, but it is in your hands. You do have the power to change things. We'll continue.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Good luck, Georgia. We're counting on you. No pressure, though, at all whatsoever. Anyway, you hope I hope many people understand that when you have these types of votes and it's a runoff, it's all about turnout. You know, I can give you chapter and verse if you still want them. 75 reasons why Warnock's wrong for Georgia, ending cash bail, you know, comparing police to gangsters and thugs. And we shouldn't be surprised when we see police officers act like bullies on the street. He spent $1 million in campaign funds on security for him. We don't know where he got that money. Nobody can serve God and the military. Raphael Warnock said that. Repeatedly disparaged gun owners in the Second Amendment. Warnock wouldn't condemn anti-police comments made by Stacey Abrams. Warnock said open carry laws are about protecting white privilege. He criticized politicians who go to church every Sunday morning and then come up with the dumbest pro-Second Amendment legislation you can ever imagine. He smeared his state's voting laws as Jim Crow 2.0 again. And with Jim Crow in new clothes, he said. And then, by the way, they had a record turnout this last election. He couldn't say why Georgians can give him a full term after 2 years as a failed Democratic senator. He said he wouldn't say if he supports Biden's reelection. He's staying away from that. He's sick and tired of hearing criticism of socialism. Should I keep going or should I just tell you it's about turnout? You know, you're going to vote for a guy that has smeared Israel, that praises Reverend Wright, the guy the Sunday after 9/11, 2001, said, no, 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 not God bless America, GD America. Praise that guy? Praise Fidel Castro, dictator, thief, murderer? Unbelievable. Praise Louis Farrakhan? That does not represent Georgia values, the Georgia that I lived in and the Georgia that I love. But that's who this guy is. Warnock even was a pastor at a New York City church when it hosted an event featuring Farrakhan. Warnock's church repeatedly hosted Leonard Jeffries, by the way, the uncle of Hakeem Jeffries, former professor fired over anti-Semitic and black supremacist teachings, actually called Reverend Wright a prophet who should be celebrated even after the GD America sermon, called that sermon a very fine homily. Now, hosted Cuban dictator Fidel Castro for a speech and a celebration. Praised the legacy of Fidel Castro. Eulogized his spiritual mentor, who argued that white Christians are satanic, called for the destruction of everything white. You just can't make this up. Called Black Lives Matter a great, marvelous new militancy. The group Black Lives Matter. What do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? Called on Americans to repent for the worship of whiteness. Wow. That represent Georgia values, Linda? I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't think so. He backed Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star game out of Georgia. Well, that only cost Georgia $100 million. Declined to say if the Atlanta Braves should rethink their name, their logo, their signature cheer. Said we should salute Colin Kaepernick. And then, of course, his ex-wife accused him after a domestic dispute in 2020 of trying to use his car as a weapon and run her over. And he, in fact, did run over her car, her feet with his car. Refused to pay expenses for his own children, even though he's a millionaire. Then apparently used campaign funds. He doubled his income after only 18 months in office. That's got to be a record. Then, of course, he's evicted his low-income tenants from his pretty despicable housing unit with, you know, rats and everything else in there. I could just keep going on and on. He wants critical race theories.
Let's not forget one thing.
What?
One of the evictions, I mean, it was for like being...
$28.
It was like $28, $29. I mean, these details matter. You know, disrupting the investigation at his camp for, you know, abuse of children.
Well, he got arrested for that. He got arrested for obstructing justice in an investigation into a camp he was running, where there were significant and serious allegations of child abuse. As a matter of fact, they found 5 examples of child abuse to varying degrees. But he obstructed the investigation.
And it's documented. It's if you put him in office, you are putting a child abuser in office. Why would you reelect a child abuser? I don't understand.
I have no idea. Anyway, did my invitation get lost in the mail? Do you know last night at the White House that they had a welcoming dinner for French President Macron and his wife? Anyway, they had this dinner. By the way, apparently a really, really wonderful dinner that they had. And it looks like, let's see, the head of Warner Brothers, the Discovery chief, David Zaslav, was there. NBC Universal CEO was there. Walt Disney executives were there. Netflix CEO was there. CAA manager was there. Tim Cook of Apple was there. Tons of actors and actresses. Julia Dreyfus was there. Stephen Colbert was there. Jennifer Garner was there. Robin Roberts of GMA was there. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen were there. Mika and Joe were there. Do you think my invitation got lost in the mail, don't you?
I think you should be very happy that it did, because a night with those people would kill anybody.
I was invited to one of these dinners once. No way. Now, they do invite the media to Christmas parties. I wonder if I'm going to get invited this year, because it didn't happen during the Obama years. Not that I would go, but it just would be nice, because when there are Republican presidents, I've only gone twice, one in the Bush years, one in the Trump years. And it was only to take my kids because they wanted to see the White House. That's the only reason. They did have apparently a really interesting dinner. Did you read about the elaborate menu that they had last night?
I did not. Will you tell me?
With caviar and Maine lobster. Now, what's interesting, let me see if I can find the whole list. I got it here somewhere.
Anyway, I'm sure so it was sustainably grown and cared for and gotten to the White House in a very global friendly green
butter poached lobster, whatever the hell that means. Caviar. By the way, do you ever try caviar?
Yeah.
I took a little bite once and I like spit it out. It was disgusting. Did you like it?
Meh. It's all right.
Yeah.
It costs. I can't justify the cost.
You prefer your green vomit drinks. You think maybe the elaborate, now I don't mind state dinners like this. I mean, that's part of being president. I have no problem. I'm not going to complain about it. But in the middle of crushing inflation, maybe throwing a dinner that extravagant maybe was a little over the top. Just thinking, 70% of Americans now, lifestyles of the rich and the famous. Well, they are rich thanks to China, Russia, Ukraine, and 50 other countries, according to James Comer. There's a Democratic congressman from Maine's 2nd District. Jared Golden is his name. He's pissed off over the Maine lobster part of it. They brought in 200 Maine lobsters for this dinner. And he said if the Biden White House can prioritize purchasing 200 Maine lobsters for a fancy dinner, he said the president should be able to take time to meet with the Maine lobstermen that his administration is currently regulating out of business. Ooh, that was pretty good. By the way, if you watch Deadliest Catch and you watch, you know, Wicked Tuna, you watch these fishermen, they have a tough life. I admire all of them. And Hunter Biden was there, too. Maybe his last state dinner. Who knows? Well, probably not. He'll be set free forever. If you're a Democrat, you don't get held accountable for anything. Anyway, what other news do we have here? We have a lot of other news. So we have this culture war going on. And I'm just trying to get this all straight in my head. How is it, why is it that liberals and the left and Democrats, they feel this need to indoctrinate our kids so much? I can't get to the bottom of that. Now, on the political front, Joe Biden plans now is trying to make South Carolina the first state on the Democratic primary calendar. He made that suggestion. Now, that would skip over the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. And apparently he's facing a rebellion from leaders in New Hampshire, Nevada, Iowa, as party officials in those states said publicly that they're not prepared to accept Biden's push for a new presidential nominating calendar. Now, remember, if it wasn't for Jim Clyburn in South Carolina, Joe Biden very likely may not have been the nominee. Clyburn saved him. Very popular South Carolina Democrat. He saved him. Hiring slows in November. Retailers now slash 30,000 jobs going into the Christmas season. We mentioned fake news. CNN is firing people left and right, saying, here, Merry Christmas. Job cuts surge as companies are bracing for this economic downturn that they're anticipating into next year. Even the CBO is making that prediction. Amazon, Walmart, Facebook, Ford, they all announce major layoffs. Anyway, Amazon's cutting 3% of their staff, 10,000 plus workers in its retail devices, human resources divisions. Layoffs at Ford Motor Company, Walmart, H&M are targeted salary and office staff rather than production and retail workers. DoorDash, which expanded into delivering groceries and alcohol during the pandemic, they're now cutting 1,250 workers. Snap Inc., maker of the Snapchat social media app, they're cutting 20% of their workforce. AMC Networks, the cable and streaming giant, said they're going to cut 20% of their U.S. employees. And as interest rates continue to climb and earnings slump, the layoff announcements, they just keep coming in. But if you listen to Janet Yellen, it's Americans that are responsible for the economic slowdown because you're splurging too much. Well, anyway, if that was true, well, maybe it is a factor. Because the savings rate in this country is now plunged to the lowest level since 2005. And Biden's wind power push is going to threaten the endangered whale species. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. You know, this is the problem. They have unilaterally disarmed without any alternative in terms of energy in this country. The lifeblood of the world's economy is still oil, gas, and coal. And to just say, okay, well, we're not going to produce it domestically, but we'll buy it from our enemies and hostile regimes that are going to get richer building up their military, hopefully in the or one day having the opportunity to take us on. Anyway, there's one prediction out today. One of the coal representatives from West Virginia, a guy by the name of Chris Hamilton, he's the president. He shared the struggles of his industry because of Biden's green energy push. He said Americans could face power blackouts if coal continues to shutter. And he said, according to a West Virginia coal industry rep, he blamed the recent closures on Biden and his policies. Quote, if we have a type of prolonged, extreme, frigid weather events this winter like we've had, we will not be able to withstand that. Now, this is what Governor Sununu and General Bolduc were warning about, because all of New England is on one single grid. And as of today, and today is now December 2nd, they don't have enough natural gas to power the grid throughout the entire winter. If we have a particularly cold winter, the entire grid can black out, meaning people won't be able to heat their homes, on top of the 45% anticipated cost increase in all of this. Unreal. By the way, in California, they're about to adopt a $569 billion plan that for reparations out in the state of California. And Gavin's Reparations Committee is recommending handing out $223,200 per person to all descendants of slaves in California for housing discrimination at a cost of $559 billion. The same California that we learned this week from the Daily Mail releases 7,000 pedophiles that serve less than a year in prison. Tell me how that makes any sense at all whatsoever, because the answer is it does not. Apparently, the FBI met with big tech. This is interesting to me. Fox News had this on their .com article. An FBI agent testified to Republican attorneys general this week that the FBI held weekly meetings with big tech companies in Silicon Valley ahead of the 2020 presidential election to discuss, quote, disinformation. One has to now worry whether or not they were the ones that were telling big tech, don't publish, don't allow retweets, don't allow posting of the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story. But anyway, on Tuesday, lawyers for the offices of Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who we had on earlier this week from Missouri, and Jeff Landry of Louisiana, deposed the FBI supervisory special agent as part of their lawsuit against the Biden administration. And the suit accuses high-ranking government officials of working with giant social media companies under the guise of combating disinformation to achieve great censorship. As if the FBI didn't do enough to put their thumbs on the scale in the 2016 election. The more we learn, the more scary it gets. We're losing our country. Anyway, listen, it was the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, born on America's darkest day, 9/11/2001, and they've been helping American heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home to lift that financial burden, bring that family stability. Now, for catastrophically injured vets and first responders, Tunnel to Towers, they build mortgage-free smart homes, giving our most severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. And they have their Veterans Homelessness Program, and they provide housing and services to homeless vets all across the country, more than 500 in 2022 alone. You know, people that put their lives on the line for our country and communities, they now need our help. So all of us here on the Hannity Show are joining in. I hope you'll join us. They want $11 a month. That's the commitment they're asking for. And you go to their website, with Tunnel to Towers. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. And help those people that put it all on the line for us, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
You won't hear anywhere else. Every day.
Every day.
That's what we do.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, when we come back, I don't know if you've heard of NBA player Enes Kanter, or better known as Freedom. What do you hear is incredible life story, and it's actually chilling and a great reminder of what freedom really means to us that we often take for granted. We'll get to that. We'll get into the latest hostilities of China and much more in your calls, 800-941-SHAWN. Straight ahead.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me, along with co-host Leah Rose, as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers, like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. On this season of McCartney: A Life in Lyrics, Paul McCartney is diving deep into some of his most beloved songs. Yesterday, Band on the Run, Hey Jude. And McCartney's favorite song in his catalog, Here, There, and Everywhere.
I like the line,
changing my life with a wave of hand.
Look at those kind of lyrics now, and so think, where did that come from?
Hear McCartney: A Life in Lyrics on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.